Friend, do you struggle with things in your life that you feel you may never be able to overcome? You try and try to overcome sin in your life, but you don't seem to ever be able to gain the victory. Or maybe you feel there is nothing you can or even should do, because after all, isn't it Jesus who gains the victory for us? In 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Let me ask you a question. What do you think Paul meant when he said he fought a good fight? Is Paul implying that there is something he had to do to gain victory and keep faith? I want to examine this today and see what light we can find in the Word of God. Turn with me to Numbers chapter 13. And here we find a story of the nation of Israel about to enter into the Promised Land. But before they move forward, Moses sent 10 men to spy out the land. Now, after the spies return, they gave a mixed report. They said the land was good and flows with milk and honey, but it was also reported that the people of the land were strong. The crowd then focused on the negative report and became afraid. Now, this is where we pick up the story in verse 30. Caleb, one of the two faithful spies, speaks encouragement to the people. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Then in verse 31, the unfaithful spies spoke up and gave a message of discouragement. But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." Friends, our spiritual life is like a parallel with this story. Caleb, who represents God's faithful people, was certain that he could overcome because he had faith. Not only that, but he wasn't afraid to fight. He was willing to lay aside his own deficiencies and trust in the Lord. So what does it mean for us to fight in a spiritual sense? Well, to answer that, let's look at another example from Israel. In Joshua chapter 6, we see the Battle of Jericho. Now, Jericho was a strong fenced city that the children of Israel came up against and the Lord delivered into their hands. Now, in order to gain the victory over the strong city, however, they were required to follow God's direction. Let's pick up the story in verses 12 through 16. "And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. And seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, 'Shout, for the Lord has given you the city.'" So this is interesting. They had to be obedient to what the word of the Lord instructed them to do. Now notice, they did it 7 times. The number 7 in the Bible often represents completeness. So spiritually speaking, this is expressing complete obedience. Caleb in our story was an overcomer because he represented God's people who practice complete obedience to the word of the Lord. Jesus says in Matthew 18, 3 through 4, "And Jesus said, 'Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as a little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whoso therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is great in the kingdom of heaven.'" Friends, here is the simple point. When we purpose to obey God and humble ourselves before him as a little child in complete surrender, complete obedience, we will surely overcome and have victory. In contrast, if we choose to disobey God's requirements and live a lifestyle that is not in harmony with God's law, the temptations and challenges we face will seem much too strong for us, and they will overcome us. How can I say that with such certainty? Because just like Caleb, we can know what the Word of God says. Look at our stories of Israel. The victory is without a doubt 100% God's. But as his people got up and fought and obeyed and followed God's directions, they claimed the victories through God's victory. The warfare against self is the greatest battle that we will ever fight. The yielding of self, surrendering all of the will to God, requires struggle, but the soul must submit to God before it can be renewed in holiness. A mere forced submission would prevent all real development of mind and character. That surrender, friends, only comes through a relationship with God. We must make time for God every day. This is the only way you'll gain victory. Read the Bible. Study the Bible. Pray, pray, pray. Claim the promises. Live out what you know to be true. Through our experiences, God is shaping. Friend, Jesus has already won the battle, and He is eagerly waiting to offer you that victory as well. You too can have that victory.